Yesterday afternoon on the show, I was talking about an email I got from a listener in Muskuta, whose name is Melissa Coulter, who had emailed me about a problem that her daughter had encountered in school. And rather than reading the email on the air, I invited Melissa to come on and explain the problem.
She left school Friday afternoon, was going out the door to walk home, and came across some of her friends, and she gave a hug to a little boy who was getting on the school bus to tell him goodbye and have a good weekend, and the vice principal saw her and told her, "You were warned last week about hugging. Now you have after-school detention."
You were warned last week about hugging?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Apparently, Muskuta School District has a very strict, well-defined, in their minds, standard for a public display of affection.
Public displays of affection, no hugging in the schools. Here is Dr. Sam McGowan, who's the superintendent of the Muskuta School District number 19, to try to explain this to us. Hi, Sam. How are you this afternoon?
Just fine, sir.
Why can't the kids hug on the way out of school?
Well, first, let me give you a couple of statements here that I have to make.
Okay.
Under Illinois law, this is a student disciplinary case. The parents have asked for an appearance before the Board of Education to appeal this detention. Therefore, I am restricted by law not to give the student's name, not to get into all of the details regarding
I understand the incident. That. I understand you can't talk about her case.
But I will talk to you about the policy.
Okay, good. So explain to me why a student can't do that after school.
Well, it's a violation of our public display of affection policy, and I'm going to just read it to you.
Okay.
Displays of affection should not occur on the school campus at any time. It is in poor taste, reflects poor judgment, and brings discredit to the school and to the persons involved. First offenders will be warned. Second offenders will serve detention, and a parent conference will be held. Then third offenders will serve an in-school suspension. Now, this policy is not something new. It's been in effect here for many years. Most school districts have some type of policy governing public display of affection, and they enforce it. This policy is of necessity strict. This eliminates administrators having to determine whether this affection is welcome or is being forced on students or other persons. And when we try to paint shades of what is innocent and what is unacceptable, that's an extremely difficult system to enforce. Now, in addition, if the administrator ignored this policy and the student, after warning the student several times, and they again ignored the behavior, the administrator would lose credibility with the other students. And also, the next time the administrator chose to enforce the policy, there would be a lot of shouts that they didn't do anything to student X when they did it to student Y.
Okay.
It's better to be consistent across the board.
Sam, it sounds to me like you think this is a good policy.
Well, certainly. It's been in effect here for the 14 years I've been here, and prior to that it was in effect. And quite frankly, this is the first time we've had any comeback to this degree with regard to the policy. In years past, and this year too, several students have been warned. Usually that's all it takes for those that forget or do not seem to pay attention to the warning. When they get their second infraction, they're given a detention. It's an after-school detention, not that long. And then after the after-school detention, if they do it a third time, then they get an in-school suspension.
All right, let me ask you about something that came up yesterday. Muskuta has a football team at the high school, I'm sure, and there must be times when somebody scores a touchdown or a player makes a sack or there's a great play made by somebody where one player goes over to the other and either chest bumps him or high-fives him or gives him a pat on the butt or maybe even hugs him if it's a game-winning touchdown. Is that a violation of the policy?
No.
Why not?
Just simply because that's in a game situation where students are excited and that's allowed.
So what if somebody found out that they had gotten an A on their paper and were really, really excited and told their friend about it as they were walking out of school that day, and their friend wanted to give them a hug and congratulate them? What's the difference between athletics and academics there if it's all going to be part of the school environment?
There's quite a bit of difference. One, we've got the issue of whether or not public displays of affection in the academic setting are wanted, or if they're being forced, or even if are they allowed to go too far, okay? And all of those issues play into this policy, because if you ignore and you don't step in and stop letting kids begin to get that affection at school, and the hugging leads to other things and to other things, and before long you may as well not have a policy. And
I gotta
we're here for academic reasons, not for that.
So I got to tell you, that's a ridiculous argument. And you are probably a very, very smart man, and you have employed some very, very smart people. And I know that you yourself have gone to school and have been in situations and seen situations like this in schools where adults were able to use their brains and common sense and judgment and recognize what was appropriate and wasn't appropriate, and what was wanted touching and what was unwanted touching. And yet the school district has gone to this zero tolerance policy that removes the human brain from the equation.
This is not a zero tolerance policy, and I'm going to disregard your other statements. Maybe you're trying to provoke me, and you're not going to do that.
No, I'm trying to
and
tell you my opinion
you,
here.
Let me give you my opinion.
Okay.
Our middle school principals are mature, experienced administrators.
Mm-hmm.
We rely on their judgments in these situations.
No, you don't. You just said you don't.
They are not prone to jumping to conclusions or handing out discipline with due cause.
But you explained that you don't rely on their judgments, that the rule is the rule, and it is a very, very strict rule, and no judgment is allowed.
Are you going to let me talk?
Well, but I'm trying to go back to what you said, Sam.
Well, no, you jumped on me. And I'm trying to explain it to you. And I am sorry you did that, because I want to work with you.
Mr. McGowan, can I ask you why specifics aren't in the policy? And I ask that because
this is Carol Daniel.
I apologize. This is Carol Daniel.
From O'Fallon, right?
I do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Most people, if we were to ask them on the street, what is a public display of affection? You know, they'd probably say hand-holding, kissing.
Uh-huh.
But they may or may not add... They might not add hugging. So what I'm wondering is why
I think there's too much being made out of the quote hugging that came from the other side. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
This young lady was first warned at a basketball game. And believe me, it was more than hugging. And was sat down and talked with about it. That was just a one-day detention. That should have taken care of it.
And then the
second warning came about at the bus stop on school grounds, where there was a very affectionate hug given. And at that moment, the young lady was told that was her second offense. She would have to serve an after-school detention, and then at that time we were going to call the mother. Well, the young lady went back inside the building, came back out, and did it again right in front of the principal. Now, let me ask you this. It seems an issue being overlooked here is why a student would willfully violate the policy after being warned once of its consequences, and why they would do it in front of the administration.
Well, let me just say that you said at the beginning you weren't going to talk about the specifics of her case because
I'm
law...
I'm not.
Okay, well, you just did.
But you made a judgment, sir. Wait a minute. You made a judgment,
I'm trying
sir.
To talk about the policy,
well,
Sam.
I'm talking about the policy. You made a judgment here as to what our administrators saw when these are mature adults... And this is a 13-year-old child.
Yes.
And you are indicting them.
No.
When there's no real reason.
No.
I'm not indicting the rule and the way it's enforced. We do want to know more about the whole intention.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah, the whole intention of having you on, and we're certainly thankful that you decided to, because many would duck and run, is to find out why the policy was made, and if there were problems in the past that resulted in this policy, because all of our callers yesterday commented that they didn't even understand why it would be wrong to give a hug. I mean, we can understand kissing, French kissing in the hallway.
Absolutely.
Well, wait a minute. You put a qualifier on it earlier. You had indicated to me that kissing or holding hands. Some people would disagree with you on holding hands. What we're saying is that we are trying to enforce a consistent disciplinary policy in this school that would keep our students focused on education and keep them doing what they should be doing in a school environment at age 13.
Have okay. there been problems in the past? Before 14
you
years
know,
ago? Before
you know, 14 years ago, I came here.
Okay.
The policy was in place. For the past 14 years, we've consistently enforced it. We've had innumerable numbers of kids that have been warned. We've had others that have been set detention. We've had others that have been in school suspension. And at the high school, we've had others for out-of-school suspension for public displays of affection. Now, I have been in this business more than 30 years. And I will tell you that no matter where you draw the line, there's going to be some question it. The line is drawn here. We tell them we feel it's a graduated discipline policy. And I guess you can judge me and you can judge these two administrators if you wish. But all students are issued a copy of the handbook at the start of each year. Each parent and each student acknowledges it, and each parent signs for it. The building principals are very mature people. They set a standard. And I'm not going to second-guess them on that standard.
All right, Sam, I appreciate your time this afternoon. Let me just finish by saying what I said three times in this interview, which is I am not taking on the people involved here. I'm upset with the rule, and there are obviously people in your school district who are upset with the rule and don't like the way the rule is being applied. That's the people who made the rule that apparently some people might have a problem with, not with the administrators. It is not a personal thing here. It is people who see a girl walking out of school at the end of class on Friday and hugging a friend and don't understand how that interferes with the academic environment any more than those football players hugging on the field. But I thank you for your time this afternoon.